Talk Shoe.
Recorded live.
Hi, well, welcome everybody to our call tonight. This, I believe, is our fifth episode, and tonight we're going to be talking about power. Last week, I know we talked about power through the courts. We looked at the court of record. Today, we're going to look at the committeemen. And I think after tonight, anybody who's listening or anybody who comes back and listens to this recording at a later time, they will see quite clearly what we're talking about concerning the fact that there are no elected committeemen in the entire state of New York and probably every state of the union. I have not found a state yet, by the way, that has an elected committeeman. I know states who claim they do, but I haven't found them yet. I've looked at quite a few states, maybe about four or five of them. Again, you can test it yourself just by looking at some of the things we're going to be looking at here in New York tonight. First of all, our website is newyorkcommitteemen.org. That's M-E-N, so C-O-M-M-I-T-T-E-E-M-E-N.org. And we'd like everyone to join our meetup group. If you go out to newyorkcommitteemen.org, on the top, I think it's on the top right side, you'll see a big yellow pill. And if you click on that, you'll go to our meetup site. And if you're from New York, of course, you put your county in. It explains it as you join up. But if you're from another state, we want to know what state you're from. We're also asking everybody to help us build up this movement. This is the only peaceful solution. I don't think we have much time. I really don't. I think their plans were the end of this year, but listening to some things that Ron Paul had said, and they still haven't got our guns. They seem to be working pretty hard the last week or two to take our guns. I think we probably have another 6 months, maybe a year, if we're lucky. Ron Paul seems to think so. I know the collapse was expected to happen the first week of January. The money is going to be called in all the bills are to be called in on the U.S. this week, I mean this first week of January. I believe, well, that's what Ron Paul was talking about, that he believes that they're going to make a deal and push that off another 6 months. And the only reason I would think they're doing that is because they're just not ready to do what they're going to do. So that gives us a little more time, maybe. I hope we have that time. But even with that, it's not much time left. People have got to get on the ball. We have to got to load this room up. We have to got to double and triple our size every week. And we need to get the word out. We need to move these people in the all of the Tea Party movements, Liberty movements, Ron Paul movements, whatever you have there. We've got to get them going and get them to hear our message. Once you hear the message, it becomes pretty obvious that this is the only way and that it is very powerful and we can do it. So please help us build the movement. Bring guests next week. Visit our site. Bring people out to our site. On the left side of our site, there's a little box there that says Talk Shoe. They can listen to our past episodes and catch up with us where we're at this point. And tonight, like I said, we're going to be talking about power. Edmund Burke said, "All that is necessary for the triumph of evil is that good men do nothing." And unfortunately, that's what we're doing. I've been to a couple of Tea Party meetings this past month or so, and I want to tell you, they're still planning on doing the same old things over and over again. They're trying to get people elected, trying to shut down Agenda 21. These things are difficult to do one by one. The committeemen can shut down the entire Agenda 21 in the entire state of New York literally overnight. Literally. But if we do it with, and that's by having power. But if you don't have power, for instance, in New York, there's like 965 cities and towns, I believe, in the state of New York. You'd have to visit every single one of them, get to their meetings, and then convince the people in their town meetings that this is a communist movement and they need to back off from it. It can be done. I know of some towns who have done it. But then you got to get to the counties too. It's got to be done on a county level and a town level. So that's over 1,000 different meetings that people would have to plan to go to convince these people to get away from this program. But it's a lot easier if you have power. If you have power, literally you tell the politicians what they got to do and they do it. And if they don't do it, you recall them. It's that simple. they listen and they roll over to everything the Republican Party says on the Republican side and everything the Democratic Party says on the Democrat side. And what we have to realize, and I think those of us who are here know and realize, is that the Republican Party and the Democrat Party both are our enemies. They're private associations. So anyway, let's look at that, because that's where we're going tonight. I'm going to look at a couple of subsections in election law, and this is what we found. It is kind of hard to see in election law, but the Supreme Court makes it quite clear. In election law, subsection 2-100, that's New York State election law, it says, party committees, provision for party committees, shall consist of a state committee, county committee, and other such committees as the rules of the party may allow. Not as anything, not as the law allows, not as the people allow, not as the, but as the rules of the party may allow. So they can create these committees. That was one flag that made us to realize that these people aren't elected. We also discovered that people were easily thrown out of parties if they went against the party, program. The party can throw them out. And if you're an elected individual, you can't be thrown out by your peers. In New York election law, subsection 6-108, this was pretty clear, point one, nominations of candidates for town offices shall be made by caucus or primary elections as the rules of the county committee shall provide. Nomination by primary elections or a caucus. That's the, you know, that's the, these different county groups can choose accordingly how they want to elect their people, and they go through the process of a nomination at the primary, not an election at the primary, a nomination, and therefore they're elected later on at a private meeting by the private association and not by the people. It goes on to say, except that the members of a county committee from a town may adopt by a two-thirds vote a rule providing that the party candidates for town office shall be nominated at the primary election. Now, of course, that includes all town people, and there's nothing wrong with, getting a caucus together to nominate different people running for the town, different town positions, you know, maybe the dog catcher, someone running for county for town clerk or whatever is up on the ballot. But certainly you can't do that with committee men, because committee men are not elected by just anyone in the town. They're elected by a select group of people from within their election district. They represent the people in their election district. In New York State, we have 16,300 election districts. And so therefore, you must be elected by the people in your election district in order to represent them. And you must be elected at the primary election. We're going to look at that in a few minutes. But let's look at some New York State Court rulings, and there's quite a few of them. I got a few here, but there is quite a few rulings that have already been put down that makes it clear. When we filed our first court case in 2011 against the New York State Board of Election, we thought we were going to have an uphill battle trying to convince the court that these people that are in office or claim to be in office are not elected. They all think they're elected, but none of them, I haven't met anyone that's ever taken an oath to begin with, okay, except for us. We have taken, those of us who have got elected properly, we took oaths. So, but none of these people have taken oaths. In the New York State court, the Supreme Court, this is the appellate court rulings. Now, this is case law. We read, the creation of a town party committee, its powers, its authorities, and procedures are solely the province of a county committee. So it comes directly. The power of the town committee men or the town party committee, the creation of it, the powers of it, the authority, and the procedures come solely from the county committee. It doesn't come from the law. It doesn't come from the people. It doesn't come from an election. We read on another court case, Supreme Court ruling here in New York State. Town political committees can be formed only upon the authorization of the county committee in which the town is located. It would follow that the rules and the regulations govern the procedures of the town committee should come from the county committee. So again, they come up, they're authorized by the county committee, they're ruled over by the county committee, the procedures are laid up by the county committee. So all these town committeemen, they're working for the county committee. They have nothing to do with the people. Now, we have in New York what's called the executive committee, and the executive committee is the county committee. And they play words in the rules and in the laws, and if you very carefully read through it, you find out that there are two county committees. And the first county committee is the executive committee, and then there's another county committee, which everyone becomes a member of the county committee, which are all people from the town. It says that the executive county committee is also the executives or the officers of the county committee. And so, again, it's a play on words. But in any event, the Supreme Court has ruled on the executive county committee. This is the chairman of the county committee. This is the secretary, the treasurer, and the co-chair, and any other office they want to put in place. Usually it's four people. But it says here about those four people who make up the county committee, the executive committee have no vested constitutional or statutory right to office. Their claim to serve as members of executive committee must rest upon the rules of the party, since the executive committee, in common with all standing committees, was created by and exist pursuant to the rules of the party. That's a Supreme Court ruling. That's a case law. We use that in our case. You can't argue against that. We're going to the appellate court on January 7th, as a matter of fact, and we're going to bring this very particular ruling up. This is their ruling. This is their decisions. So they're the ones that did that said these things. Let me read that again, because I think this is a pretty powerful one. The executive committee have no vested constitutional or statutory right to office. Their claim to serve as members of executive committee must rest upon the rules of the party, since the executive committee, in common with all standard committees, was created by and exist pursuant to the rules of the party. Now, I have one more, or maybe two more Supreme Court rulings I'd like to read. This is case law. We used all these rulings in our case. The creation, the selection, the grouping of committeemen from the town or city legislative districts, whether they are county committeemen or city or town committeemen, is a matter solely within the power and province of the county committee. Again, very clear. They are not elected. They get their power from the rules of the committee. And one more, it is not disputed that the executive committee exists by virtue of the rules of the county committee and is not a creation of the election law. So I think it's quite clear when we look at law, election law, we see that these people are not elected. They're nominated at the primary election, and they are elected later at a private meeting. And also the Supreme Court of New York has ruled over and over again that they have no statutory or constitutional right to office. They shouldn't be here. And yet they rule and they make all the decisions. And I'm telling you, I'm convinced this is the way it is in every state of the union from what I hear from talking to people. Now, here is the elected committeeman. And we find this in election law, subsection 6118. This is what brought us into our lawsuit back in 2011, and we did a second one in 2012, both of them running at the same time. The second one was done as a court of record. The first one was done under common law, but not as a court of record. And but in any event, this is the law that the New York State Board of Election refuses to acknowledge. Whenever we put our applications together, our designating petitions, and we bring them in many cases they'll change they will ultimately always change your title from committeeman to member of the county committee. And a member of the county committee is one of the town committeemen, and you're guided by rules. And this is the constant problem we have in every county throughout the entire state of New York, and that's why we're suing the New York State Board of Election to make them to obey the law and to send their policies and procedures commanding all the other counties to do the same so that we would be recognized as the elected committeemen. In the state of New York, there's about 150 of us, and we need to start organizing. I'm going to put out a newsletter in the next day or two through the email and through all of the Liberty groups, letting people know. And we're putting together an affidavit for everyone to drop down from the website, fill it out, and get sworn in, anybody who's been an elected committeeman, and get a copy to me. You should make two originals, and have two originals done at the notary, and send me a copy, because we'll be using that in the courts, and we'll be using that when we go to the Board of Election to take power here in New York State, hopefully very soon, hopefully in January. And we'll also have some special papers up there that people who we will, bring into the system and teach them how to go through the process to become committeemen, of course, but we're going to appoint them with power because we need help. So we'll talk, we'll do that talk through the internet. But anyway, or we could talk a little later tonight, anybody interested. Let's look at the elected committeemen. Subsection 6-118, the nomination of a candidate for election to the party position to be elected at a primary election shall be by designating petition. Right there tells us that there is an elected committeeman. There is only one person that actually gets elected to a position at a primary election, and that is the committeeman. And that's exactly what subsection 6-118 of New York State election law says. And the one that they've hidden deep down in the election law, the one that they refuse to recognize, the one that they ignore. The nomination of a candidate for election to a party position shall be by designating petition. So anybody who ran in New York State with the title committeeman is an elected committeeman, but they... Two things. They're not actually an elected committeeman until they take office, and to take office you have to take an oath. So we'll talk about that later on. And the second thing, of course, is the New York State has to recognize us, and that's what the court case is all about. New York State Constitution, Article 1, Section 1 says, no member of the state shall be disenfranchised, except that the legislature may provide that there shall be no primary election held to elect a person to party position for any political party whenever there is no contest or contests for such election as may be prescribed by general law. So in 1939, I think this was put into our New York State Constitution. It's the very first, it's the beginning of the Constitution, Article 1, Section 1. So if you're running for a – what this is saying is if you're running for committeeman, the only position elected at the primary, if you're running for the committeeman position and there is nobody that's contesting you, there's no one running against you, then the legislators may make a law saying that you don't have to run and you'd be deemed elected. And they indeed have done that. We have New York State Election Law, subsection 6-160.2. It says all persons – this is the law – that they put together as prescribed by the Constitution. All persons designated for uncontested offices or positions at a primary election shall be deemed elected without balloting. So right there, anybody who filled out the papers right, you didn't have anyone running against you. There was only 160 of us through the entire state of New York that I'm aware of, or 150. And that's both Republicans and Democrats together. And 40 or 50 of those people came together on June 2nd here in New York, over in Kingston, New York. And we rewrote the party rules, and we put together a resolution, and we adopted certain things. We also adopted the Articles of Freedom from the 2009 Continental Congress that met. And And anybody who hasn't read those, they should definitely go out online and read that. We have it in our document section on the political process part of our website. Let's see. We have one more. New York State Constitution, Article 13, Section 1. Members of the legislature and all officers, executive and judicial, except such inferior officers as such by law exempted, shall, before they enter on to the duties of their respective office, take and subscribe the following oath. And there's nowhere where it says a committee man doesn't have to get an oath. And if it did say that, that would be unconstitutional. The committee man has to take an oath. But in any event, there is no such law saying that they don't have to. And therefore, if you're an elected committee man and you haven't taken an oath, then you haven't taken office. And even if the state recognized you, you don't have any power till you take that oath. So we're trying to get everyone to take that oath now, hopefully before the year is out. So when we go up to the appellate court, we'll have a list of all those people that we would want to, bring into the system when the sheriff goes to apply the decision from the court. The duties of an elected committeeman, I just want to go through that quickly, and then we're going to open the mic. And you have to realize, and I think everyone here does realize, that the Republican Party has 100% control over the people who are elected as Republicans. They don't do anything without party approval. Very rarely do they survive if they go up against the party like a Ron Paul. He's so popular in his neighborhood and where he comes from out there in Texas that the party can't do anything about him. But generally speaking, if you're not kissing the party's rear end, you're not going to last very long in your elected office. But you have to do what they tell you. And a lot of people don't, and that's the same thing with the Democrats. Okay, so who's causing all these problems? You want to find the bottom line who is in total control, that has the ability to correct all these problems? They're your parties right there. The Republican and Democratic parties, they control it all. They can turn this entire country literally overnight constitutional, but they won't because they're all being paid off. They're all crooked. They're all criminals, and they're involved in the system. They're for the status quo. They're in the game, and they think that you're nuts when you talk about the possibility of this country collapsing. They haven't got a clue. But anyway, the duties of a committeeman, they have a duty to their community to inform and educate. And when we take control, these are the things we are going to do, to inform and educate, to watch our local, state, and federal government officials and demand their constitutional obedience under the threat of the removal of a political support or the heavy political acts of recall. To enforce term limits. We can do that. Look, if we get a guy in two offices two times, we just don't walk his papers the third time. Whatever the committee wants to do, we can exercise term limits. We don't need no law. Or we can tell them to write law, and if they don't write the law, we'll recall them. Committeemen have a duty to learn the Constitution and to fill the political vacancies with only candidates that are constitutionally minded. They're to preside over the primary election and observe, certify, and report the counting of the votes in both the primary and the general election. This is their duty. And this isn't just for a small handful. It's all 16,300 in both parties. It's their job to be active on election day, to be down at their election district polls, and to be watching the vote, participate in the counting of the vote, and doing all the necessary things to make sure we have good, honest elections. Because certainly, I'm absolutely convinced that this guy that's in office right now as the president, who's not elected, there's no way he could have been elected this second term. The American people can't be that stupid. Let's see where I left off. To keep the integrity of the office we serve and have an expectation that all political candidates and all offices do the same, and in doing so, a new political attitude can be achieved. To monitor the New York State Supreme Court justices and recall them when they act outside of their authority. we need to get rid of this Nisi Priya system that they have, which is statutory system, and we need to put back in full force the common law in our courts. And the committee men can do that literally overnight. And we already have a plan on how we can do that. And when we take power, we're going to sit down as a group on a state level, and we're going to talk about these things, and we're going to execute these plans. We'll tweak them accordingly, according to our conversations and decisions, as a group of committee men looking to save the republic here in New York State. To solve political problems in their towns and their counties, not to become entrenched in politics, not controlled by legislators, courts, or rules. We are the consentors of the governed. They work for us. We don't work for them. Only the committeemen, the cognizant committeemen, can restore the republic. And one of the things we have to realize is the politics of today. The politics of today is the politics of the New World Order, ultimately. We cannot be participating in politics. We want to participate in the political process. It's not our job to tell the people who to vote for or to shove something down their throat. It's our job to find the best statesmen we can, walk their papers, and give them as an opportunity before the people for them to make the decision. And then it's our job to control them and make sure they do the constitutional thing. And the moment they get out of line, we need to correct them. And if they don't accept the correction, we should got to take them out of office, and we can do it within 90 days. Anybody within the state, we can pull out of office within 90 days. And that includes even our New York State senators, and it includes our 26 or 20, I think we have 27 congressmen now, our 27 congressmen out there in Washington. But we have the power to prevent these people from taking money from all of these special interest groups. And we can threaten them, actually, as breaking the law, because it's nothing but a bribe. I don't care that it's a legal bribe. In New York State, it's a bribe. So when they come back from Washington, they come to New York, we'll meet them with the sheriff and we'll arrest them if they're taking bribes in Washington to sell their votes out. That's what has to be done. Until the government can fear the people, okay, until that happens, we're not going to have liberty. So when the people fear the government, we have tyranny. So we have to turn that around, and they should fear us, and that's why they call us terrorists. I'd like to end this with a quote from George Washington. It is impossible to rightly govern a nation without God and the Bible. And that was a quote of George Washington. Okay, with that, I'm going to open up the mic, so I'll unmute everyone. We'll open for a conversation. If anybody has a question or a comment, or anything else they want to discuss concerning either the political process or the judicial process, the mic is open. Okay, everybody's unmuted, so mic's open.
So when are you coming to California?
Well, that's what we're doing here in New York.
I know.
Got it in California.
Yeah.
I've had calls from people from California, Florida, Pennsylvania, Ohio, and a couple other states. And I told them, look, get me a hold of your election law in your state. You know, we see the game that they're playing here now. And this game is a repeated game everywhere. And they build a facade to make people think it's one thing when it's something else. It's just like the Federal Reserve. And they're neither federal, nor do they have any reserve, and they're a contractor. They have nothing to do with the government. But in any event, it's a game they're playing. Anybody from any state, get me a hold of an electronic copy. Just go online and search it out. You'll probably get it from your state board of election. Get me a copy of your state election law. I will find the problems within your election law. I'll point them out to you, just like we found in ours, and then you can start doing the same thing. You can copy our website word for word, everything we have on there. I'll give you a copy of the website, and then someone needs to just get in there and tweak it for your state, change New York to California or Florida or whatever state you're in. Start organizing in your state. Start demanding that these people obey. You know, it starts at home. It starts in your own election district. That's where it starts, right here in your own election district. And it builds up, and it goes right up, all the way up until to the entire state, where you control the entire state. You have to save your state. because only the states can save the federal government. Okay? And there's absolutely nothing wrong with our federal government. There's absolutely nothing wrong with the process and the system that has been set up. The problem is not with the government. The problem is with the traitors that have come into power in our government and has taken over our government and is bringing this country down. That's where the problem is. And so what we need to do is get good people into office and start taking these people out that aren't obedient. And we have to do that from the state level. If all 50 states agree and they say they're Republican in their states, well, guess what? Who controls the federal government? It's made up of us, the 50 states. When we take control, we're going to tell our congressmen. We're going to tell our two U.S. senators. When you go out to Washington, don't even think about voting for anything that you don't have a constitutional principle and a right to vote for. And if you don't know whether you have it, just come and ask us. We'll let you know. And if you do vote for anything that's unconstitutional and you do the wrong thing and you do take the money, we're going to throw you out of office as quick as we put you in. We'll take you out in 90 days. Nobody can stop any group, especially the committeemen. Nobody can stop the recall process. This country was created on recall. It's called the Declaration of Independence. That's part of what we are. That's common law. That's the essence of common law. That gives the people the right to hire and fire. So no one can take that away. And anybody who tries to fight us on that, any judge will just add their name to the recall to take them out. And that's what we have to do. That's how we take this country back. And I'm telling you, once you get into the political power, once you control that political power by becoming the elected committeeman and truly having that power, you're going to have obedience and you're going to save the republic. It's the only way. And you can do this literally overnight. We have plans to call the sheriffs in. All the sheriffs. We have in New York, I think there's 57 or 58 sheriffs. In New York City, there's 5 boroughs, and there's only 1 sheriff. We got to correct that. There should be 5 sheriffs, 1 for each borough, 1 for each county. We have 1 or 2 counties that don't have an elected sheriff no more. We got to fix that problem, too. But one of the first things we want to do is call in the sheriffs. We're going to call them into a meeting, and we'll let them know in no uncertain terms. You don't show up in this meeting, just hand in your badge where you're at, and don't bother coming into work the following morning because you're fired. Okay, wow. You get to this meeting. And then we already spoke with Sheriff Mack. Sheriff Mack is ready to come out. He'll jump on the next flight available when we set that meeting up. So we'll have him come out and talk to these sheriffs, and then we as the committeemen will come out. We're going to give him a resolution that we worked on June 2nd here in New York, in Kingston, and we're going to give them their marching orders, and their job is to work for the people. The sheriff's office was created about 1,000 A.D. I forget the name of the king that put together the sheriff into process, and he created the sheriff was created to protect the people. That's the job of the sheriff, is to protect the people. And because he is an elected law enforcer, he is the most powerful cop. He's the top cop of the county. And it's his job to protect the people. It's his job to protect the borders. It's his job to make sure that no other government agency walks on the people.
Can I ask a question? Sheriff, I'm over here in LA area. I used to shop at this Sam Foods. I forget the name of it. Where I got, it was a private co-op. The sheriff of Ventura, totally unconstitutionally, went in there and ruined, stole all the product, just busted up that guy. The guy, just totally unconstitutional actions. I even called and complained. Why? What would motivate some sheriffs to be that way?
Well, because he can get away with it. But I'll tell you what, if you controlled your state, if we controlled New York and we had a New York sheriff doing that and we got the phone call on that,
hello?
He'd be on his tail in a moment.
Hello,
and,
Mom?
And he'd be looking for a new job. That's the way you do it.
Rossum Foods, that's what the place is I used to shop at.
Here's what people have got to understand. If you don't have power, there's nothing you can do. The Tea Parties don't have power. That's why they walked all over. And the Republican Party claims to be the Tea Party, And some people are buying into that, and a lot of Republicans are anyway. But, you know, they don't have power. They have to have power. If you have the power of the committee man, the political process, the power to hire and fire, literally, which is what the job of the committee man is to hire and fire. He is to represent his people in his election district, not the private association called the Republican or the Democratic Party. We're going to fire that entire system. We have to bring it back to the people. We have to give it to the people, and then we have to do the work for the people. And of course, you know, we have to get them involved. We have to educate them to what's going on.
Do you know anybody in California that's implementing what you're implementing in New York?
Not personally. I have had some phone calls. I might have some notes of people in my book. But offhand, no, I don't have any. You know, a couple of years back, we were doing this national movement, and we all kind of broke away and went into our states, and we just kind of reopened it back to what we're doing. We're trying to get people in other states involved now. Over the years, I've been getting calls from people from other states who have seen our website. I got to believe that some people are doing things and implementing what we're doing. I don't know if they understand what we're really saying here about the elected committeemen, because we still get people who argue with us and say, oh, no, they're not in our state. They're elected. Well, the first question we've come to realize to ask is, do they take their oath of office? And I haven't met anybody, any committeemen other than us that have taken oaths of office. None. Okay, so that's the first telltale.
Do you think it'd be worthwhile to contact all the law schools in California turned onto your website? Or?
No, I think just the people. Get the liberty people. We need to take control while we're still under the radar. Okay.
John, can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay, I don't know which mic is working. I got a new headset. I'm having trouble with it, but I'm on my old mic. Okay.
Well, we hear you.
All right, well, I was hoping I wouldn't get feedback with the headset, but anyway. You got somebody out there saying, where is it? Let me get my text chat back up, that you need the majority of the people in each precinct to do this. Now, that's not true. The reason you don't need the majority of the people in each precinct is because they have no elected committee man. All you need is one elected committee man. And that elected committee or a handful of elected committee men will run the party in that county. That's a very powerful
right now
position.
It's being run by one king called the county chairman in
right.
Every county.
So you don't,
each party.
You don't need a majority of the people right now. You know what I mean? You gotta get in, you gotta get elected, you gotta bring some people in and teach them how to run. And you know, once the system is fixed and people start running out of their precincts. Well, yeah, if you want to start a movement, you're going to have to move it through your precinct. You know what I mean? You're going to have to get each precinct committee man to agree. And he's supposed to be taking care of his constituents, what they want. You know, right now, nobody's engaged in talking about anything. Nobody has any representation. Nobody's talking about anything. And everything is what the county chairman says it is. And that's the system that we're breaking down. We're taking the system that was designed to be from the bottom up, and they've turned it from the top down. Well, we're turning it around. So we're bringing it back up from the bottom. You know, we don't kiss the county chairman's ring to get in. And actually, when we get in, he's nobody. He's an appointed guy. We get rid of him. I mean, I know that's hard to understand, but that's the fact of the matter. You know, and that's what we're doing, and that's why we're in court. You see, it takes a while to get the court to understand that, you know, you're elected and they're appointed. You know, they all think they're elected because they run these petitions around, and even the judges think they're elected. But if you read their law, and you read
what
the law says,
trial judges, only the trial judges think they're elected.
Yeah, the trial judges don't understand. So you got to take it up into your appeals court, and they understand the law. And basically, you know, I mean, there's some simple things, too. I mean, if you're an elected committee man, they can't tell you to get the hell out of here. You're fired like they do now. You don't want to carry somebody's petitions. They fire you. You go try to fire an elected official and find out how hard it is. You know what I mean? They got to commit felonies to get fired. They got to be fired through an Article 78. You can't. The county chairman can't say you're fired. I was a town councilman. Nobody could fire me. I didn't have to show up. I could do whatever. As long as I didn't commit a felony, nobody can fire me. And even if I did commit a felony, they'd have to take me through a court case to fire me. So that's how you know they're not elections, because they're subservient to the county chairman. If they, you know what I mean? And they don't take an oath of office. There's a couple of things that let you know that they're not elected. You know, and in New York State, our state chairman, Cox, he's not even elected. He's appointed by powers that be from above. So the system's all screwed up, and they've purposely made it so that it's compartmentalized, and, you know, the judiciary doesn't completely understand what the party understands, and the lawyers don't completely understand, you know, what the law is. They get all into the party rules, and the party rules are very convoluted. Of course, that's what lawyers do. They love all that stuff, but it doesn't mean anything, because it's for the private association, the appointed individual. That's what all those laws are. That's all the lawyers are working on. They're over there suing each other, making you know, shoving matches that amount to nothing. So the whole system is, you know, they like this fighting between the Democrat and the Republicans also, because, again, it takes the people's focus off of what the problem is. It has nothing to do with Republican and Democrat anymore. It has to do with what direction we're moving this box. Are we moving into socialism, Marxism? That's what it is. That's what that's the questions they don't want you to ask. Is this candidate constitutional? Did he sign the NDAA? Well, get him the hell out of there. And that's what.
Now, as a matter of fact, I'd like to make the point here that what we did here when we put our party rules together and created a resolution for the state and for the elected people in New York State here, we did this Democrat and Republican together. You can't be divided. This has got to be a joint effort. You got to take over both parties in your state. And you got to be focused on one thing, and that's saving the republic by reinstating the Constitution. And it's not that, you know, the Constitution is still there. It's alive and well. The problem is that the people is with the people. The people do need to be reinstated. They need to be reinformed, reeducated, reformed themselves, not the Constitution. The Constitution is there to be picked up. You do that through your court of record, and we spoke about the power of the court of record last week. So we need to take both of these processes back. And I just like to reiterate one more thing. There is absolutely nothing the committee man can't do, and he can do it literally overnight. You know, like I said, you would need in New York State all of the Tea Parties working together in one accord to try to shut down Agenda 21, and it would still take a year to do, okay, to organize it. Well, as committeemen, literally, you put the word out. Look, we just take a visit right up to the legislators. We got 150 assemblymen. We call them all together. We come to their first meeting. We tell them we're going to talk to them, and we tell them we got some work for you to do. Shut down Agenda 21 and shut it down tomorrow. And anybody who doesn't, you put this together, you got 48 hours. Put together a package, shut it down. Anybody who votes against that, you're fired. We're going to recall you. And you walk out of the place. And you walk into the Senate with 62 Senates, you tell them the same thing. You walk over to your sheriffs, you call them together, whoever doesn't show up, tell them to mail you your badge the next day because they're fired. You're going to pull them out. You're going to recall them. You get them together. You get Sheriff Mack talking to them, and then we tell them what they got to do. Let's protect our borders. Let's get all this poison out of our state. Our food is full of poison. You know, it sticks to our bellies. We're all overweight because of this high fructose corn syrup and stuff.
What about the GM
all of
food?
This,
GM.
What?
Genetically modified food is going to give everybody cancer.
The genetically modified food, exactly. We're going to ban that from New York State. And
what
that's going to do to New York State is, you got New York State, they can stop providing our food. We'll get fresh food instead of all this crap pumped in with, you know, all these dyes and preservatives and hormones and antibiotics and crap. You know,
mm-hmm.
We could do all of these things literally overnight, literally, and they will obey us. Do you know how I know they'll obey us? Because they're obeying both of the parties right now.
Wow.
But we have more over them than the party does, because the party won't dare. The party that exists today, which is private associations, they would not dare to recall them. They just won't carry their papers next time. That's all they'll do. Okay, us. we'll let everybody know. You're on recall. We're starting the paperwork. We're walking our papers tomorrow. And we'll get all the committee men in the state. Walk the papers. Let's take these people out.
Is that why the Constitution is being broken all the time? I mean, they're not. The Constitution is every aspect of the Constitution is being violated.
That's
in
because
this country.
The people allow it.
Because of the committee men
people. No. That has to do again with knowledge. Back in 1868, they came up with the 14th Amendment. The 14th Amendment created the U.S. citizen. They originally created the U.S. citizen to free the black man who was having problems in the state. That was their excuse. Then they tried to get the white man to come in on it, too, and he said, no way. You know, he was perfectly happy just being one of the people. Why do I need to be a citizen? A king isn't a citizen. A king is one of the people. He's the boss. He's the guy. He's the head. You know, once you become a citizen, go read your – we did one on the 14th Amendment, I think it was 2 weeks ago. You can go back and listen to our episode.
Okay.
But the bottom line – on that is that all citizens are in subjection to the laws of the United States of America. I am not a U.S. citizen. I am one of the people. I'm one of the owners of this country. When I go into court, it takes them a while to realize what I'm saying. The judges, they're brain dead. But at some point when they recognize that I'm putting in my footnotes by using codes and doing all the, just exercising all of the statutes that were meant to control them, they're going to jail. I can put them in jail for 10 years. I'm taking their house, their dog, their firstborn. You know, I keep signaling them during the court process. Eventually, they get around to get off their lazy rear ends, and they read the paperwork, and then they say, oh, my God, what's going on here? I'm in trouble now. We have judges in different areas that have come to realize that they're in serious problems. Okay, because they have continued to offend us and offend us and offend us, and now they get in the picture. You know, they're getting to realize what's going on here. And it just takes time. And all you have to do it is in your county once. Do it in your county once, and then anyone behind you comes in with a court record, the judge is just going to be totally obedient to the people. Okay? Do it in your town once. And anybody that comes into that town with a court record, the judge is going to be totally obedient to those people. And the town judge is going to talk to another town judge, and the county judge is going to talk to the other county judge in their districts. It's going to spread like wildfire. And so that's what we have to do. We have to you can be free judicially literally overnight if the Tea Party understood this message and they started to exercise the powers of the people. We're doing it right now in courts, and we're doing it in the political process. We're preparing to do it in the political process. As soon as we win this court case, and we got a hearing on January 7th, it might be the end of the whole thing. But we have two court cases going through, one from 2011, one from 2012. And guess what? If they're not settled by the next election, we'll have one in 2013 too. You know, we're just not going to stop suing these people until we get what the people want, and that is they want their country back.
Where are you getting your funding for these laws?
Well, it's tough. It's all out of pocket.
Okay.
So anybody who wants to donate, we can really use some money. Go out to the website. So, matter of fact, I think we might get it out by Christmas. We're putting together a course, okay? And it's being offered free. We're asking for a donation. You know, if people don't have the money, you know, just send me an email. We'll give it to them anyway. But we're asking for a minimum donation of $25. But this course will walk you through and lay out everything you need to know. And it'll continue to grow as time goes on also. Everything you need to know on how to get access into the court, how the system works, how to write the paperwork, what's the forms, you know, and the whole process. And it really is pretty simple. Court is just nothing more than process. It's all it is.
Wow.
And the rest is logic and really the law of the people, because the law in a court of record is whatever I say it is. It's my world. I get to decide. And that's what a court of record is. Just like the king coming in and makes the law on the spot. That's it. You know, when you go to the IRS, when the IRS takes you into tax court, that's a court of record. So the law is anything they say it is. And you can challenge that by saying, wait a second, I challenge your jurisdiction. I'm the owner of this country. I'm one of the people. I'm the sovereign. You're the servant. This is my court of record. And you take the court of record over, and then you tell them what the law is. That's how you beat the IRS.
Wow.
We have two cases getting ready to go to court soon and for the IRS. So, anybody want to add to any of this stuff? Or any other questions or comments? Or
I have to study their website. Wow,
camp out on the
great.
Website. We have, go to the Common Law page. Go to the political process page. But mostly the Common Law page. We have tapes. We have like, 50, 60 hours or more of tapes on common law, on how the process works. We'll be putting a course out on the judicial process, how to get into the courts, how to fill the papers out, all that stuff. We're going to put that out soon. But we have a lot of stuff out there, and you can be listening to tapes and boning up on common law, come to an understanding of what it really means to be free, how to think free. We have lots of documents. We have the plans. All these plans we're talking about, they're all written up out there on the site.
You just
have to search the site out.
The lady from California, we've been learning a lot from a gentleman from California by the name of Bill Thornton. Maybe you can.
That's right.
Really? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. What? Where are you from? L.A.
Yeah. Well, no. Corona.
Isn't Thornton
San Bernardino, Riverside.
No, I'm not
isn't
sure.
Isn't Thornton out by L.A.?
Orange County. I really.
Yeah,
don't
I'm near Orange County.
I'd have to.
That's where Thornton's at.
Oh.
He's the guy we learned from. He can help all the Liberty people. If you can start working the
Liberty
group.
Great, thank you. Bill Thornton.
Go to that guy. That's the guy.
Go to his website. It might have information on where he's at. I mean, I know you can contact him from his website, by the way.
What's his website?
1215.org.
Say again?
1215 as in the year.
Oh, Bill 15?
No.
No, 1215.
Yeah, Magna Carta.
Oh.
Here's the Magna Carta, 1215.org.
Oh, okay.
You can get to his website from our website
when
you go onto the Common Law page, and we have even a search engine for his website. So if you go to our search engine and you put in Bill Thornton phone number, it may pop up right there on the search engine right off our website.
Great.
I know it's a little off topic, John. I mean, the information you provided is just phenomenal. That's very detailed. But I provided for one some of the information you were asking about is the keypad numbers for your phone. There's a link there, talkshoesupport.com, resources, phone commands, and it gives you the phones to mute, unmute.
Oh, well, give us the numbers if you could. How do you mute and unmute?
Well, there is a link. Let me see. I'm just going to open the link right now.
Yeah, I don't see it. It's on the bottom of my page here or something somewhere.
It's probably further back in the text chat.
Yeah.
John. Just throw them out there again, Carl.
All right. Well, just to
Let's
answer the question, though, it says *2 and *1 to start your call. Obviously, you know that. £51 to mute all callers. You know that. It's *6 to self-mute and unmute. *8 to raise your hand. That's kind of all.
Ah, very good. Okay.
And John, you have the control panel, John. You're the only one that can mute all callers at that.
Yeah.
Right. That I know. Well, I will post this on our information page on the call, and every time we start a call, we'll go through the important ones, you know, to mute your, you know, for someone to self-mute, you hit *6, and someone to raise your hand, *8, and to unmute. Where's the unmute?
So listen, I know this is off topic, but it's about the Sandy Hook shooting. I, for one, was really depressed when it happened. I didn't believe, I think John agrees, that it was just the act of a lone shooter. So I found an email. Someone sent me an email, and then there's a link. I provided it in the chat window. It has a video clippage of and information about people seeing more than one shooter, people running away, cops chasing two people. Apparently there were three shooters, according to this video. There's nothing on Alex Jones' website, InfoWars, as of yet. I'm sure he's trying to do some more investigative journalism.
Well, did you know Alex Jones is not necessarily a straight-up guy, totally?
He may not be.
Pete Santilli's show talked about that quite extensively.
I'll give him. I kind of stay away from
it. It's hard to figure out who's who, to be honest with you. Some people even say Glenn Beck, and I like Glenn Beck, but you know, he's got his problems and he's got his blind spots, and people may think that he's on the other side because of that. I don't know.
What do you think the lady from California about 9/11?
Oh, I was one of the engineers and architects that one of the 1,500 that signed up and said.
Good. I wasn't one of the engineers and architects, just the regular people signing it. But Alex Jones was out front talking about 9/11.
Right, but he stifled. What have you heard of the scientist Judy Wood? And did you know all these cars? There's a huge microwave weapon that was probably used to turn those buildings into powder. And Judy Wood is the scientist. She wrote a book on it. And even what's that? Governor Ventura was on Alex Jones' show saying, Governor Ventura, who's an expert in demolition, he said that was not a demolition. That was something else. And he started to try to talk about it on Alex's show, and Alex kind of wouldn't let him talk about it.
Let me make a suggestion here.
I don't mind these conversations, and I don't want to even shut them down, and we should, but let's not do it while we have the recording on, because we do want to keep that short, and at some point we're going to shut the recording off, and then we'll continue our conversation.
Okay.
But what I've discovered is I've listened to other talk show programs, and some of them go 3 or 4 hours long, and nobody listens to all that. So we want to get the focus of our conversation, if we can, on the record, and then probably in the next 10 minutes or so, we'll shut off the recording, and then we can pick up on any subject at that point.
I thought you ended, actually. My apologies.
Sorry. No, not yet. Anybody else have anything to add on the committee man or any questions on the committee man?
I have a question. When are you going to have the process information on the website?
The court process?
Yes.
Oh, I'm hoping to have that before Christmas. I've been working diligently. I worked on a lot of it over the weekend. I got a lot done. I was surprised to get as much done as I did. And I've got most of the work done. It's a matter of pulling it together and putting it into some form. And once the people get it, you know, we'll be updating it constantly. And, you know, we'll probably put a little date on the top left side the last time it was updated so people can know that, well, you know, when theirs was updated and they can update their files. So we'll constantly update that. We've got a number of court cases we've run through that we can use as examples, so it'll be helpful. But you're in a great place, California. You got to go find what's his name?
Bill Thornton. Yeah.
You got to find him, and I'll tell you what: if you can organize some tea parties to listen to this guy, have him come out and talk to you, have him get into the process, have him come to our website, get educated. Eventually, you'll find someone who could build a website. I'll give him a copy of our website, and you can tweak it to California and get your movement going out there.
All right.
I can give you help. You find his phone number because I've actually talked to him.
Okay.
Go to 1215.org and you click on the link where it says at the top right, click for our shameless crass commerce website. it's his way of saying he's trying to be humble, but go then.
Are you selling something?
And then go to, I think it's legal support. Let's see. Maybe I'll just provide the link in the.
Yeah, he gives everything for free.
Talk show link window. Yeah, I'm not finding.
And we have all of his recordings and all of his work on our website, so we may be a little more organized in as far as the material he has, and we'll be getting more and more organized on our website. His website, whoever designed it, is not very organized. It's kind of. You can't figure out where you're at half the time. So, but if you go to our website and you click on the common law, I think we call it, let me see what we call it. It's called the judicial process. If you click on the judicial process, now you'll have in the judicial process, you have like about 8 or 10 links. We have a link on common law. And if you click on common law, that's where you'll find all of Thornton's stuff right there.
Okay.
Then the court access, which is something we're working on right now. That'll be complete hopefully by Christmas. We have a complete course on the Constitution. We have about 12 hours of video on the Constitution done by Michael Bodnarik. We have a history.
Oh, you say that again? I'm sorry. Say that again about that course.
We have a constitutional course. It's about 10 hours or more. It's all video. It's a video course. It's right online. You can watch it right there on the website. We have a history professor who teaches us about American history. He's got quite a few lectures that we've accumulated. We must have 10 hours of that guy, too.
Wow.
We have Bible studies. We have solutions. We're putting together information on the jury pool, the grand jury. We're going to reopen that back up in New York State and get a real jury and a real jury pool and a real grand jury going here in New York State. We have biographies, particularly. We have two of them up right now, autobiographies. We have more biographies, but we have two autobiographies, one by Thomas Jefferson, the other one Benjamin Franklin. Both of them are a must read. We have all the founding of documents. We have tons of other documents. We have e-books of all of the great works of the free thinkers. We have everyone. We have Berkeley, we have Boyle, Butler, Smith, Newton, Spinoza, Locke, Hume, Hobbes. We have all of them, all of them. And they're free. You go right up there. They're everything on our site is free. Okay? We have law libraries for every state of the Union.
Wow.
Alabama, Alaska, the court law by libraries, direct access into them, and other libraries. We have common law documents, and most of them come from over at from Bill Thornton's site. We have information on allodial titles or why pay property taxes when you can own your property outright. It's a matter of just doing the administrative process to turn your property into an allodial title and tell
into
the town
what
title?
Allodial.
Allodial. And you can tell the town to go to hell. You paid on taxes. How can you pay taxes on something you own? That's slavery. And if you don't pay them, they're going to take it away from you.
That's how they're planning to take away all the property, right?
Exactly. Well, the Articles of Freedom has solved that problem. Go read the Articles of Freedom. I think that's under other documents here on the education site part, which is the judicial page I'm telling you about. The first item is the Articles of Freedom. 63 pages, and it gives a solution to every problem we have here in the United States, in our country. Well, maybe not every one of them, but most of them. And we're going to take them and we're going to shove them into the mouths, I guess, of our legislators here in New York.
God, this is great.
Because either they're going to obey or we're going to get rid of them. People need to understand the power of what we're talking about. This is the only way. You have to have power. We are offering power for free, but it requires time. You have to become educated. This is what they robbed from us in our schools. We should be being taught this in our schools.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody, again, I want to encourage everybody, when you come back next week, and hopefully you'll come back, bring people, bring friends, get people on other groups, get them out to our websites, get them listening to past events, the episodes right here on TalkShoe, get them to our next meeting, and let's get going, let's save the country. We can do it now. We've got everything we need. As a matter of fact, just want to make the note, next Monday is Christmas Eve, so obviously we're not going to be here, but we will be back here on the 31st for New Year's Eve. Hopefully some people, I think this is a great way to spend New Year's Eve. You'll still be free for the later part of the night anyway, but, because we do this at 7:45 Eastern Standard Time. But we'll be here for New Year's Eve. We're going to have a program.
Right.
Anybody else? Any questions, comments, thoughts?
It's me, G. I'm sorry, but where's the free books?
What's the what?
The free books on the web.
Oh, the e-books.
Yeah, the e-books. Where are they on the New York
Committee? If you go to New York Committee, man, go click on Judicial Process.
Okay.
And on that page, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 links. Each one of them is a page. It's very easy to navigate this site because you'll always have the links in sight all the time and you'll always know where you're at. Okay? So we just recently revamped or reorganized this site to make it much more, easier to navigate around. So. So if you go on to the judicial process, and if you click on common law, you got all the information on that page in common law, and you still have the other 14 links right there, and you have the other major links on the left side, which is the main categories, which is about six of them, and all of the subcategories on each page constantly. So you can never get lost, and you can always get back to whatever page you were on before. Carl, you've been playing around with the site, I'm sure, since I've revamped it. What do you think? It's pretty organized and easy to get around?
Yeah, I think it's much better. It looks good. I'm still wondering if it should be people against the New York State Board of Elections or versus. Now you got me on that.
Yeah, it is A for against. What do I have, B?
But
okay, I will check that. I will correct that. But I just recently picked that up on Thornton's teaching that common law is against. B means that you're putting yourself on the same level. The plaintiff is on the same level with the why can't I think of that?
Accuser?
No. Yeah, the plaintiff.
The defendant.
Thank you, the defendant. So when it's the A, it's against the defendant. So it's the plaintiff against the defendant. And it's a common law because it's the plaintiff's court, you know. So that's the purpose of the court. It really is for the people. It's for the plaintiff. Anybody else have anything?
Don't forget that we're gonna keep reminding people that on the 7th we go up to the appellate for our oral arguments. People should come to that.
Well, you just did. Anybody in New York or anybody wants to travel in New York?
Right around the corner. It's too bad they won't let us tape it, but that would be a very good video to have.
Well, it's Monday, the 7th, January 7th, Monday at 1 p.m., so it's not an early morning run for those who might be traveling a bit of a distance. Anyone that could make it up there, maybe you can get your liberty groups together and convince as many as possible and have your meetup right there in the courtroom. We'll have it together. We want to flood the courtroom.
Donations for the transcripts.
Yeah, donations for the transcripts. Anybody can make a donation. Go out to newyorkcommitteeman.org and click on that donation button. That's all we don't get very much from that, and that's all we got for survival, to be honest. Everything's out of pocket. I know I've spent all my savings over the past couple of years doing what we're doing here, and I'm at my end, the end of my rope, but we're going on.
And the transcripts are very important when you're answering stuff and you're going back through. It's almost a must in certain situations that you know what the record is, because that's the record of what went on in court, and that's what you kind of hang your hat on when you're appealing or whatever.
So, hey, John.
All right, I guess I'll shut the tape down. Who's talking?
This is Joe.
How you doing, Joe?
Yeah, good. Hey,
Big
you were talking
Joe,
about...
Right?
What's that?
Big ideas, Joe. I recognize your voice. Okay.
Yeah. You were talking about those of us that put the proper title on our petitions being sworn in by the 7th of January.
I've been to work all week on that paper, but I've been working on so many papers. I am going to endeavor tomorrow to get that paper up on our website, and then as soon as I get it up there, I will send out an email alert concerning that. Anybody who is an elected committeeman can fill it out, get sworn into the affidavit. They just, you know, drop it, and you got to get me a copy. You want, and I'll give instructions. Make two copies, get it done twice by the notary. Send me an original for the records, and you keep an original yourself, and you keep it with your designating petition. Anybody that wants to get sworn in as an appointed committeeman, just fill out the papers and send it in. I'll put a little form with some basic information. We'll meet off you, and ultimately we'll connect you up with whoever's in your county, and you guys will figure out who will be the chairman and whatever else you got to do, you know?
Wow. Cool.
Let me end the tape right now. I don't want it to go too long. We'll continue talking, but let me end the program.